Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. I am back on the air. How are you all doing? This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise. Boy, it's good to be back after a couple of weeks. I know a lot of you guys have asked me, CA, what happened to you? Well, long story short story long, whatever you want to call it, I've took a radio break. Had some traumatic things kind of going on that I can't go into detail because I'm a private person. But I know one thing, God's got it, and He's got it all under control. And we put everything in His hands. You know, I want to share a Bible devotion with you. But before I do, I want to remind you, you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Hey, the more the merrier. We'd love to have you on there. On our network. Follow us for free. And I'm all over the area. I mean, everywhere, all over these iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. The list goes on and on. So, y'all follow us. We sure appreciate it, okay? All right, let's talk about a Bible devotion for a Sunday called Loud and Clear. Of course, today is August the 1st, 2021. Scripture reminds us in the book of Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 26, it says, "The mystery now has been revealed to His saints." You know, radio was just becoming of the age back in the days. And we, you know, a lot of people that I knew would gather around and they'd hear the Crusades, like Billy Graham, the late Billy Graham, and some of the others. And they'd be turning their dials on the old radio just to listen, just to hear. But let me ask you something. God speaks to us in our heart. He is trying to reach us. The problem is not with him, but with us. Like the crude radio, we aren't attuned to him, and we need to be. You know, we could only know that God is one way. If he revealed himself to us, and all that we know is what to be done, he revealed to us himself, the world he created, in a fuller way. He revealed himself in his written word, the Bible. Centuries ago, he spoke to the prophets and the apostles. And the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that wrote down his word for us. You see, God is trying to break through us, but we must tune in to his word. Are you listening? Well, I know I am, and I hope that you are. And you know what? I always want you to remember one thing. We are a child of love. We're God's kids. Sunday morning praise. Good Sunday morning, CA, on the iHeartRadio Network.
Satisfy my soul. All feels just like getting started. Somehow we're still running like those kids back then. Kids back then. Scrape some knees and falling down, but somehow we keep getting back up. Long as there is wonder, gonna keep running. Yeah, we'll keep running. In this moment, it's electric. Can you see it? Can you feel it? This dream inside is still alive today. Yeah, we're on our way.
Great song there by Mercy Me, On My Way. That's the new one on the new album, if you get a chance to get it or even download, friends. It's called Inhale, Exhale. You can always hear that on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Welcome. Good morning. Sunday morning. Praise CA back at the rim. Steering the ship here at Beautiful Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Hope everybody's doing okay as you probably get ready for church, spending time with your family, friends, whatever it may be. You know God's in control. I wanted to bring something to your attention. I found out from one of my listeners who had messaged me. And we need to lift Ivan Parker. That's right, Ivan Parker in prayer. If you don't know who Ivan Parker is, he's been around for a long time. He's got a lot of great songs. He's with the Bill Gaither vocal group, Bill Gaither homecoming group. Ivan Parker, they're set up a FundMe page. His manager did just a few days ago. It's called the Ivan Parker FundMe page. We need to pray for Brother Ivan. He has tongue cancer, and it may affect his ability to ever sing again. But we know that God is in the miracle business, and you know what? He can do anything. So that being said, we're going to play When the Saints Go Marching In with Ivan Parker and Woody Wright.
Yeah.
Amen. When the saints go marching in. I love that song. Ivan, we're praying for you, Brother Ivan Parker, and God's going to heal that tongue. Boy, what sad news coming in from Tennessee, from one of my listeners. But you know what? Whatever you're going through today on a Sunday morning, maybe you need to hit the reset button, whatever it may be. You know, I sit here at Faith Studio One, and I myself have to hit a reset button. But I know one thing. Help is on the way.
On the way, coming for you. Help
Now that's what I call an oldie but goodie. For the sake of the call, Stephen Curtis Chapman. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Good morning, everybody, on Sunday, August the 1st. Hard to believe. Wow. 19 more days, and then it's my birthday. Wow. 2021, getting ever so close for marking 3 years of being on radio, which would be in October. Got a special deal coming up with that. I want to read to you, before we play a little bit more music here, about a positive influence. Book of Romans, chapter 12, and verse 2. Scripture reminds us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. You know, I have found that the casual Christian has little or no influence for good upon others. In fact, friends, only the Christian refuses to compromise in matters of honesty, integrity, and morality. Inherent and effective witness for Christ. In fact, the casual worldly Christian is prepared to do as the world does, to condone practices that are dishonest and unethical, because he is afraid of the world's displeasure. In fact, he ignores the Bible's clear command, do not be conformed to this world. Only by a life of obedience to the voice of the Spirit, by daily dying to self, or by full dedication to Christ, and consistent fellowship with him, we are enabled to live a godly life and have a positive influence on the presence of this ungodly world. Question to you is, is the world changing you, or are you changing the world if you think about it, right? And we should be out there trying to be positive toward people, because we are a family of God, and that's what Bill Gaither reminds us on Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning, everybody. Coffee up. Get ready for church. Join in together in this with Bill Gaither. The family of God. Amen. We are the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. That's right. Boy, you got me singing the old Baptist days back when I was doing the old Baptist choir back in the good old days. All right, you know what, Turin? Let's hit it, buddy. We need a miracle. Every day should be a miracle. Sunday Morn Praise with CA iHeartRadio.
Y'all ready? All these conversations filled with doubt. We dismiss what we can't figure out. Oh, why? I don't have to see to believe in it. I know that it's true because I'm feeling it. I don't need no one to agree with it. No, there's just too much proof in my life.
Inside my soul. When you speak,
That is Jeremy Camp's new song, When You Speak. Sunday Morning Praise with CA. Now, before we get ready to close out in prayer, and again, it's thank you for welcoming back here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I'm refreshed. I'm feeling good. God's got me, and He's wrapping everything around me. Carmen, if you haven't followed Carmen, of course, he passed away earlier this year, sadly. But he's been up there in Glory Land for a while now. Hard to believe. They're going to do one more final tribute to him, and it's going to be upcoming. I encourage you to go to Facebook, like the Carmen page, okay? And we're going to close out with my friend Carmen. I have decided to follow Jesus. Oldie but goodie.
We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for giving your life.
salvation. No turning back.
Amen. No turning back, no turning back, especially we have Jesus Christ in our heart. Amen. Amen. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer on Sunday morning praise. Dear Heavenly Father, so great to be back here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I pray you be with my listeners. I pray they have an awesome week as they reset for the new week. Watch over God and protect them, for we come to you with all of this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, remember the sun rises on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E, if I can pray for you. Morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. All right, y'all have a great day. Bye for now.